Hi guys, welcome back to Real Life Issues with Coco. Happy Sunday. I hope we all went to church or worshipped online or worshipped wherever. Yeah, I'm excited, you can tell. I had a very amazing week. Although, the devil tried to make me sad towards the end of the week on Friday. You people, that's how my phone dropped though. Hey, and I'm like, where do I start from? Hope the screen is not broken. The screen wasn't broken. Nothing. Oh yeah, let's keep using the phone. Power button, volume buttons were boom, gone. I didn't have money, really. We all know the economy of Nigeria. So I already decided I was going to use the phone like that. I really do not care. Last, instead of screen grabbing, I will double tap the back or I'll screen record, you know. I thought of ways to, but there's nothing as frustrating as using a phone that is spoiled. Especially when you haven't gotten used to, you know, the fact that those buttons are not working, and I would like try to use those buttons like 3-4 times, and I remember I was forced. So half of my day on Saturday was to fix it. Thank God for the person who came through for me, and you know, I was able to fix the phone. I'm so excited, and we're back. I remember when I posted, one of my guys, Family Logba, shout out to you, message me and was like, ha, this phone cannot spoil you. How will we record your podcast like this? And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about it. And I had to reassure him that no problem, I could still record my podcast even with the sports bot functions that were not coming up and stuff. However, I was going to fix it. Yeah, so here we are today recording podcast. Phone is good, the week is looking amazing, and you know, and so on and so forth. The only problem we have now is that your girl doesn't know what to say again today. I don't know. I actually thought it through. I'm still in the process. You know, the restart issue is actually really working. The reset, you know, decision to reset and stuff is actually really working. I'm finding it very easy to, like, express myself more. Not hold back on my feelings. Not put myself in the background just to make anybody happy. I'm in that phase where I know it's very awkward. Even I cannot believe that I'm just getting to that phase where I'm going to, you know, I'm just trusting everything. I'm just trusting it the way it should go. Of course, I'm doing my best. I'm putting it out there. If I want something, I'll do my best to get it. If I'm not getting it at the time, I just trust that it's not time yet. I just trust that God is working things out. And luckily for me, our topic in church for the month is related to that, you know, being conscious of the presence of God. So it's actually been glorious. The messages have actually been helping, you know, with the process and ish and stuff. So I really don't have much to say today. I just wanted to rant, gist, talk to you guys. Nothing else happened in the course of the week. The ish I had to deal with two months back, things are looking hopeful, things are looking bright, and you know, there's power in communication. I always say this. I'm sure you guys should not even get tired of hearing it from me. There is power in communication, because a lot of times we act upon assumptions, and trust me, that isn't always good, to be honest. Okay, maybe that's what we're going to talk about. The past 2 weeks I've experienced the power of actually communicating, saying it as you feel. Okay, this is what I thought was going on. This is what, with this thing you're doing, this is what I think. This is how it makes me feel. This is what you shouldn't have done. This is what you should do. Oh, you two on the other side. Okay, I take responsibility for this and for that. And, you know, communication and things are like really, they are easier. Head is no longer full. I'm just, you know, doing it, taking it a day at a time, and trusting the ultimate being, trusting God to perfect everything. I'm not sure, you guys might be hearing background sounds. I'm recording in a different place today. Reasons I don't even know, because nobody sent me to record there, but I just wanted to try. So hopefully, if there are no background sounds, we may stick to this. If not, we go back to our old ways. This one's old things cannot pass away. I really hope that you guys are having an amazing year. I would say that for me, a lot of things are not happening as I thought they would, to be honest. A lot of things are not going as I planned, but I mean, who am I to even plan my life? You know, it's one thing to work towards what you hope to happen, it's another thing that what you want to happen is really what would be happening. It's a lot. If you don't understand, trust me, me gonna be like, say, I don't get it, I just talk now, but I know that I passed the message across. So a lot of things are not going fine. I take that back. A lot of things are not going as I have planned, but everything is going fine. Like, thank God for that. Everything is under control. But taking it a day at a time, God is perfecting everything that concerns us. And this week and beyond, I pray that we'll have more and more reasons to smile, more and more testimonies. God will perfect everything concerning us. I know it's not a prayer session, but once in a while, we should, you know, speak into our life. Like I said earlier, I do not really have a lot to say, but I don't want to keep my people, you know, without a podcast today, an episode today rather. So I say, let me just talk to you guys. Oh, she, you are good. She da da lewa. Me safe. I day my day, and we're pushing in this economy. You guys don't even understand, don't even know what to do. The situation of the country, I'm looking for somebody. Ahem, please, I'm putting a notice out there. Please, I'm looking for husband that will marry me and take me out of the country in like within 1 week, if it's a possible thing. Please slide into my DM. I'm frustrated and tired of this country, but we move. Let's, you know, we bless God. As we're shouting, things are not going fine, things seem to be difficult, but things are not going the way we expect them. No, we're still grateful. There are still reasons to be grateful. And that alone, I was telling a friend of mine today that the 2% reason you have to be grateful should be enough to keep you going. It can be depressing. You can imagine, out of 100% things in your life, 98% is giving you vibes to just, you know, give up. And then there's just these 2 irrelevant percent that seem like, oh, this is like the only reason I'm even pushing. Please pick those 2% and push harder. Before you know it, it increases to more than that. Really, we can't just give up, and God hasn't brought us this far to leave us alone. All right, thank you. That would be all on this episode. Before I start repeating the things I've said before, we don't want that. So thank you guys for tuning in again, and please do not forget to share, to like the post, and to follow at lola_ Yeah, I got a new nickname. No, they say it's not nickname. Oh, they told me it's not nickname, that it's a title. So I got a new title in the course of the week. Shout out to my favorite, actually only, brother at Iyanu Osho. I got a new title. I did a post on him, and then he goes Empress. Haha. And I just did blush. I went to Google it again to be sure of the meaning. So I Googled, as I saw it, I was like, Omo, this is a new title. I messaged him like, bye. Omo, yummy. Thank you for that. So if you check my Instagram bio, you might be seeing something, a little change. You've seen the Empress. Is Yano Osho that made that happen? That's just by the way. I just wanted to, you know, give you guys that little information. If you think it's irrelevant, you can, you know, don't rewind it. And if you think it's relevant, you can rewind it and go and listen again. Thank you guys for tuning in. Stay jiggy. Don't forget to wake up with a smile. Don't forget to put a smile on somebody's face this week. Don't forget to be kind. Don't forget to, you know, pass on the joy, the button of joy that you have. You know, let it radiate. And don't forget to not give up. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay jiggy. I love you guys.